Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
The offensive explosion continues, as does a heck of a road trip. Grizzlies crush the Nuggets. We talk about it next. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, postgame edition Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston. Happy to be with you yet again for this podcast that I imagine you're listening to sometime. Maybe some of you are diehards and you're listening to this like very late at night. And God bless you. I love you. That keep that up, please. But for most of you, you're probably listening to it on Thursday morning. And let me tell you something. If you didn't catch this game, or if you didn't catch all of it, this was an unbelievable performance for me. Now, you have to take a few things into account here. The Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic, so right, that he's their best player. We talked about it yesterday on the pod. He was playing amazingly before he got hurt. So taking him out of the mix is a big problem for them. No Will Barton as well. So, you know, they were a limited team to begin with, coming off back-to-back, finished up a road trip. You know, there are a lot of excuses or negative things. Jameer Nelson gets himself kicked out 4 minutes into the game. So all those things kind of combine to create a bit of a limited Nuggets team. So I'll give you that. But that team had shot 50% over the last 10 games. And that's not just, you know, Jokic. That's everybody really shooting well. This is a good team. And the Grizzlies stifled them, played excellent defense, and then offensively were unbelievable, as they have been really for the majority of this road trip. Pretty much all the road trip, really. On the offense, they've been outstanding. They've shot the ball so well. Look at tonight. They finished, you know, 119-99 was the final score. But the 99, not really indicative. There's a lot of garbage time in that fourth quarter that bumped that score up. That thing, you know, the Nuggets probably, in terms of their offense, I mean, one of their worst offensive outings. You know, their starters couldn't get anything going. You know, you saw Jamal Murray, who's normally a very good shooter, 3 of 16 from the field for Murray, as he was hounded and really struggled to get his shot going. 4 of 12 from Danilo Gallinari. They never got it going, and the Grizzlies really defended him well. The Nuggets end up shooting just 40% from the field, 36% from three. The Grizzlies, meanwhile, shoot 49% as a team from the field, 47% from three, and I mean, that's crazy. Grizzlies at 14 of 30 from behind the arc. Again, these are numbers that just sound insane if you've watched the Grizzlies for a long time, but this is what they are now. I mean, I think we can look at it a lot of different ways, but this has turned into an offensive team. And in every game on this road trip so far, going all the way back even to the disappointment against the Blazers, but that was a defensive disappointment, not an offensive one. They shot 48% from the field in that game and scored 109 points, 35% from three in that ball game. Against the Jazz, they score 102 points against a really good defensive team, 51% from the field, 42% from three. Against Phoenix on Monday, 115 on the scoreboard, shooting 49% from the field and 57% from three. And then tonight they score 119, shoot 49% again from the field, 47% from three. So this is a team that this is one night. I mean, this is a terrific night of action for them, but it's not just one night. I mean, this has been ongoing for a while now. And in what, you know, Marc Gasol and Mike Conley are doing in particular to lead that charge is amazing. And, you know, they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. You know, specifically tonight, it was especially gratifying to see the performance that they put on and the ability that they had to do it in such a limited amount of time. They didn't play much. I mean, you know, Mike Conley played just under 27 minutes. Marc Gasol played 24 minutes tonight and scored 24 points in those 24 minutes and was, you know, his normal self, defensively much more engaged. You know, offensively he took 15 shots, but again, he didn't force anything. Everything was pretty much what the defense was giving him, and they really struggled to defend him badly. They could not deal with Conley and Gasol on the pick and roll, and I'll give you some numbers on their pick and roll coming up a little later on in the podcast. Mike Conley, another excellent offensive performance from him, 7 of 14 from the field, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and you know was very smooth. Everyone who played significant minutes for the Grizzlies was a positive. Everyone was a plus. No minuses tonight other than the limited garbage time guys. But in the regular rotation, no one was in fact, most guys were double-digit positives. You know, this was an entire team thing. Everyone played well. Nobody slipped up. Even Chandler Parsons. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even Chandler Parsons was okay. Wasn't spectacular, wasn't a max player, didn't look like he was, you know, getting any closer to being, you know, fully healthy, but he was good. And he was not a drag on the team in the slightest. But this offensive outburst for the Grizzlies, I mean, the number that blows my mind, they have scored, or they have made now 10 or more threes in 16 of their last 22 games. They've made 10 or more threes in 16 of their last 22 games. Do you remember what it was like? Do you remember when we used to talk about, you know, how amazing it was when they made 8, 9 threes in a game? Do you remember that? Do you remember how we used to talk about how incredible it was when they on the rare chance they did hit double-digit threes, we all just went insane because they didn't do it. And it was something that never happened for them. Now it's happening all the time. This is 25 games this year where they've done it, and that is a record, already a franchise record, for the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies still have a big chunk of the season, 31 games, you know, left to play. But 16 of their last 22 games, they've made 10 or more threes. Now go back prior to this season. In their last 271 games prior to this season, they made 10 or more threes 16 times. So they've done it now in 16 of the last 22. Prior to this year, it took them 271 games to do it. 22 games, 271 games. To say that the Grizzlies have changed their identity offensively would be an understatement. They have radically transformed their identity. They are 8th in offensive rating since the turn of the calendar, since the year 2017 started. This team is 8th offensively, 19th defensively, so something to work on there, but 8th offensively. And over the last 5 games, they're 1st in the league offensively with a offensive rating of 117 as a team in their last 5 ball games. Outrageous. Crazy. Crazy stuff from the Grizzlies. And, you know, as you know, generally speaking, things go well for the Grizzlies when they make those 10 or more threes. That's kind of, you know, a positive thing for them in general. And I'm giving you the numbers here now, so bear with me for a second as I'm adding these things up, but I want to make sure that I get it right. Grizzlies are 18-6. No, excuse me. 19-6 now in the 25 games in which they have made 10 or more threes this year. 19-6. That is an excellent, excellent winning percentage. Offhand, what is it? 76%. Pretty good. Pretty good. And over the course of an NBA season, that would take you right around the 61, 62 win mark. that worked just fine. So the Grizzlies, I don't know how you know whether they can do this for, you know, super long term, whatever. I don't know. But they've done it against, you know, teams like the Jazz. They scored over 100 points against the Jazz and put together, you know, a decent offensive performance with a big help from Zach Randolph. But it's been mostly against, you know, bad defensive teams. I mean, the Nuggets played really poorly defensively. The Suns are not a good defensive team. The Blazers are not a good defensive team. So you can still be skeptical to some extent about what the Grizzlies are doing, and I think that's fair. You have to keep the jury out until this team really proves over a much, much longer period of time that they are really ready to take on this mantle of offensive team first. But I do think people are, you know, around the league haven't picked up on this yet. They haven't picked up on the change in the Grizzlies' identity and the change in the way that they play. They haven't picked up on it. How about Marc Gasol and Mike Conley together? Mark and Mike together have been ridiculously good on this road trip. Let me give you some numbers so far for them on these in these four games the Grizzlies have played on the road. They are averaging 47 points a game combined, 188 points overall, shooting 55% from the field, 67 of 122, 52% from three, 50, that would be 26 of 50. And they've thrown in 43 assists as well, so that's 11 a game, or just under 11 a game. That's what they've done on this road trip. It has been a two-man game. It's tremendous. And in fact, specifically with that pick and roll that is starting to really bear a lot of fruit. It's been a long time coming. And we've talked on this pod about how Mark and Mike were really ineffective, especially with Mike not being healthy. But I think he's healthy now. Mike Conley's put together his best stretch of basketball in a long time. And Marc Gasol is right there with him, particularly on the offensive end. He's put together his best stretch of basketball in forever. Conley, I think, probably on both ends. His defense is starting to really come around, and offensively he's been outstanding. That pick and roll, though, is really, really killing teams right now. With Mark's ability to go out to the three-point line, he can roll the basket, he can pop short, he can pop long, he can do all kinds of things. And then Mike Conley, with the speed that he's got now, he's got that burst back, he's got the ability to get to the basket that he's shown. He has been killing it from beyond the arc. He's doing everything that you want him to do. So in the last four games, so on this road trip, on just Mike Conley, Marc Gasol pick and rolls, the Grizzlies have scored 60 points on those pick and rolls, 24 of 40 from the field, averaging a point and a half per possession, you know, which is a huge, huge number. But it tells you that the Grizzlies have found something. Now, if you look overall, because you may wonder, you know, what a point and a half per possession, what does that really mean? You know, the norm for the Grizzlies on their pick and rolls has been 0.91 points per possession. So the Conley Gasol pick and rolls of the last five games, or the last four games, excuse me, have given you 1.5 points per possession, as opposed to 0.9. That's an enormous jump. It's a, 60-70% jump, and that's 30% of your offense comes from pick and rolls, you know, in general. So when you can bump that number up and you can get as many pick and rolls as possible, and they can honestly stand to even do more. I mean, a lot of the offense hasn't necessarily come through those pick and rolls. They could probably stand to bump that total up a little bit. But when you see those numbers, that tells you how effective those guys have been working together, and I think they're starting to find that balance that we talked about. You know, we talked about it a lot for this team, there's got to be the balance between offense and defense. It can't just be offense, it can't just be defense. You know, they've done the hard part of revamping the offense, and they're starting to see the benefit of that. Nobody is hurt, you know, clean injury report, there's plenty of opportunity for guys, depth and all that stuff. I mean, you know, everyone's available, so it is what it is on that roster, and you're starting to see the chemistry emerge, and the Grizzlies get a lot of really good shots. That hasn't carried over defensively, But if they can find a way to, you know, even that out a little bit, then sky's the limit. And look right now, just look at the opportunity that you've got from the standings. You know, you right now the Grizzlies have a 3-game winning streak going, which is second best in the Western Conference. Warriors have won 4 straight, but the Warriors are on a different level. The Clippers, meanwhile, have been struggling. And while they got a win, they're still going to be reeling without Chris Paul. Now, they've got Blake Griffin back, but they don't have Chris Paul. And historically, they have struggled without him, and they've looked a little wobbly. So the Grizzlies are only 2 games back of the Clippers right now, and only a game and a half back of the Utah Jazz. Thunder got blown out by Chicago. We'll talk about that coming up. And by the way, I'm expected to chat with our buddy Fred Katz from Locked On Thunder on the pod tomorrow as well to preview Grizzlies Thunder. But the Grizzlies have opened up a game and a half lead over the Thunder. Grizzlies in 6, Thunder in 7. Again, none of these teams are going to miss the playoffs. But the Grizzlies 2 games back of the Clippers, you know, that's very doable. That's very doable. So the Grizzlies are hitting their stride at the right time, and you can go back and look and say, oh, well, the Grizzlies should be this, should be that. They're the few games they blew. Every team's got those. But right now the Grizzlies are well positioned. You know, that fourth spot, home court in the first round is very plausible. Is very plausible. So, you know, if they can continue to finish on this road trip and do the right thing. And by the way, and the Grizz PR guys put this out there, so I give them credit for this. But this will be the first time the Grizzlies will have a road trip of 5 or more games and have a .500 or better record. I mean, they've guaranteed that. They're 3-1. Even if they lose the final 2 on the trip, it'll still be a .500 record. So, you know, a little history there for the Grizzlies. This kind of reminds me of earlier in the season when they had that little stretch after the Grizzlies lost that game to Milwaukee and had like a little mini get-together, let's just say, and there was some acrimony, a little airing of grievances, and, you know, even Mike Conley, you know, got after it a little bit. They responded on the road in those games and played really well. So there's something about this team on the road. Fizdale really likes the road. He likes the bonding experiences you can have, all that stuff. So maybe it's something to do with the road. I don't know. But they seem to have really figured it out and taken it to the next level, especially on offense. And they're doing it, you know, they're not speeding up at all. I mean, they're still playing, you know, at their normal deliberate pace. They're just taking the efficiency and the shooting to a completely different level. And if they can keep doing that and just kind of tighten up the defense a little bit, now you're talking about a team that's on the cusp of being elite. And this is definitely a team that matches up, you know, more diversely now. There's more of an opportunity to match up with different teams, different types of teams, than in years past, and I still think they retain enough of that grit and grind mentality to slow teams down and cause them problems. I don't think anyone's, you know, particularly excited about seeing the Grizzlies on the other side of their playoff bracket. Things to work on for sure, but a lot of positives coming out of that game. As I mentioned, coming up tomorrow on the pod, you'll hear from Fred Katz. And we'll talk a little Grizzlies Thunder. Should be a very interesting game, and to see where the Thunder's at coming off of the beatdown that they received by the dysfunctional Chicago Bulls. And the Grizzlies really are coming in flying high and playing some of their best basketball this season. So contrast there. Let's see what happens with the Grizzlies and the Thunder. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the pod. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining me here on Locked On Grizzlies. As always, you can check me out 7 to 10, Wolo and Peter in the morning, Real Sports Talk, Sports 56, 87.7 FM. Check out Numbers Game in the commercial appeal. And you can check us out on Facebook as well. Search for Locked On Grizzlies or go to facebook.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. For those of you, of course, that are big fans of the podcast, let me tell you something. This is a great spot for your company. If you want to reach men between the ages of 18 and 54, this is the place for your audiences. And here's something to consider. Recent surveys have shown that podcast listeners are 65% more willing to think seriously about purchasing products they learned about from podcasts. 60%, given equal price and quality, prefer to purchase from companies that advertise on their favorite podcasts. Our rates are very reasonable. Please shoot me an email, peter@peteredmiston.com. Shoot me a tweet @peteredmiston or a direct message, something like that. We can get all the information out to you. I'd love to have you on the podcast, become part of our family, and reach all those great folks out there that are listening. Thank you so much. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.